Surah Ar-Ra'd, verses 32-37.
والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We are on page 353, Surah Ar-Ra'd. We are looking at the fifth ruku today, inshallah, ayah 32-37. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فأمليت للذين كفروا ثم أخذتهم. Allah تبارك وتعالى explains about the concept of نبوة, the people rejecting, and why Allah سبحانه وتعالى does not take them to task immediately. Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives respite. So we continue, despite the defiance of the disbelievers of Makkah, the divine punishment being withheld from them is not peculiar to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Instead, previous nations had the exact attitude, and their punishments were also delayed in most instances, but it struck ultimately. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives respite to the kuffar. And sometimes the believers wonder, when is the adab going to come? It may never happen in this world, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it will strike them ultimately. وَلَقَدْ إِسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Other prophets were also mocked before you by the disbelievers. فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. But even though I granted respite to those who disbelieved in the truth, ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ, I seized them ultimately. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala seized them, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابٍ, they ought to reflect how awful my punishment was. The next two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to those who reject the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they reject Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his fundamental message to us is tawheed. So they reject him, they reject Tawheed, and they hold on to the worship of false gods. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 33, أَفَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. After knowing that it is Allah who has control, who has everything in his control, is he Allah who is aware of every soul? قَائِمٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ. Is he Allah who is aware of every soul for the actions it carries out, equal to any of their false gods? And even though they are not equal to Allah, they know the idols cannot be equal to Allah, or whatever other false gods they have, they cannot be equal to Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ. They still propose partners for Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ سَمُّوهُمْ, tell them, ask them, سَمُّوهُمْ, name them, at least, who are these partners of Allah? أَمْ تُنَبِّئُونَهُ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you actually maintain that these are partner gods to Allah? For then you presume to inform him of the existence of something on earth which he has no knowledge of. And if they do exist and he is unaware of them, it implies that there is an error in the knowledge of Allah, which is impossible. أَمْ بِظَاهِرٍ مِّنَ الْقَوْلِ. Or is it that you do not actually consider them partner gods who are equal to Allah, but that all this is simply an outward verbal assertion? ظَاهِرٍ مِّنَ الْقَوْلِ. You really don't believe they are idols, but you're just saying this all the time. Either way, the concept of partners along with Allah is totally invalid. بَلْ زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَكْرُهُمْ. But these erroneous statements of the disbelievers with which they adhere to the worship of false gods seems captivating to them. For example, Christians say, three is one, one is three. You ask them, how is it possible? They are so fascinated with it. They are captivated by this. And by these false statements, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَصُدُّوا عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. With which they, and this is why they are withheld from the right path. And since Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala leaves those who are opposed to the truth in their deviation, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ, there can be no guide for those whom Allah allows to deviate. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Punishment awaits them in this present life. such as being killed in war, being taken prisoner, being annihilated, and through various forms of calamity and hardship. So calamity and hardship on the kuffar is torment, but for us, it is a form of goodness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adverse conditions are also favorable for us, but for the kuffar, it is pure torment. So they have present punishment awaits them in this present life. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقٍ. And the punishment of the hereafter is more harsh. Why? Because it is extreme punishment, and it is going to be perpetual, everlasting. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِوَاقٍ. And beyond that, no one will defend them against Allah. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala renounces the path of the polytheist, their punishment is recorded in the next ayah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala contrasts it against what is waiting for those who believe in Allah. Ayah 35, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ أَلَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The paradise which has been promised to the ones who guard themselves, muttaquniya means those who guard themselves against kufr and shirk. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. It is such that rivers flow beneath its buildings and its trees. Ukuluha da'im, eternal is its fruit. Its fruit will never be seasonal, it will be all the time. Wadhilluha, and eternal is its shade. Now, for example, in winter, many of the trees shed their leaves, so there is no shade, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, eternal is its shade. There will always be shade and lush and green. Tilka uqba alladhina attaqaw, that is the reward of those who are Allah conscious. Wa uqba alkafirin annar, but the outcome of those who disbelieve is the fire of hell. The next two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to some of the objections of the Ahlul Kitab about the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the scripture, they found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing some things differently, and this is the response given here in this ayah. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, those to whom we send the scriptures, the Torah and the Injil, and they truly believed in its original contents, يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, they rejoice in what has been revealed to you, because their scriptures have foretold of the revelation of the Qur'an. So they rejoice about the revelation of the Qur'an and believe in it, like Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam from the Jews of Medina Munawwara and his companions, and the Christian king Negus of Ethiopia, who was a Christian. So they are among the Ahlul Kitab, those who rejoice about the Qur'an. But وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضًا, while some other factions from the people of the scripture deny parts of it, such as Quranic commandments which are at variance with that which has been revealed to them. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, tell them, say to them, commandments are of two types, fundamentals or core beliefs and the practical aspects or branches of religion. If you are objecting to the fundamentals, then you should know that these have been consistent in all the divine religions. Consequently, with respect to the core belief of Tawheed, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ, as far as Tawheed is concerned, I have been commanded to worship Allah only and not to ascribe any partner unto Him. As for the core belief of prophethood of Nubuwa, إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُو, I invite to His worship. And in relation to the core belief of the Akhirah, وَإِلَيْهِ مَآب, I believe that to Him is my return. Therefore, in relation to the core beliefs, I am consistent with the revelation sent to all prophets that preceded me. Now, if I differ in practical aspects or the branches of religion, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to this by saying, just as we have given scriptures and commandments to other prophets in their respective languages, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ حُكْمًا عَرَبِيًّا, so have we revealed it, the Qur'an, حُكْمًا, as a distinct command, Arabiya in the Arabic language. By stating that the Quran has been revealed in Arabic, there is a subtle implication that the other scriptures were revealed in other languages of those respective prophets of Allah. This difference of language further indicates to the different nations of the past. Therefore, variation in practical aspects stems from the different nations and their specific needs and requirements in each age. This variation in the practical aspects also features in some degree between the Torah and the Injil. So there is no room for objections about the variations in the Sharia which has been revealed to me. And وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is by an impossible assumption, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, if you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were to follow their desires, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And what are their desires? They're following their abrogated or distorted religious texts in the practical aspects. بَعْدَمَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. After sound and correct knowledge has come to you, مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا وَاقٍ. You would have no guardian or protector against Allah. It should be noted that if this is the stern manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being addressed, then what about those besides him? Therefore, the message is actually to the people of the scriptures. They are clearly informed that there remains no scope for them to hold on to their abrogated or distorted scriptures. Inshallah, we'll continue. Let us do the tilawah of this ruku. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فأمليت للذين كفروا ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان عقاب أفمن هو قائم على كل نفس بما كسبت وجعلوا لله شركاء قل سموهم أَمْ تُنَبِّئُونَهُ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ بِظَاهِرٍ مِّنَ الْقَوْلِ بَلْ زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَكْرُهُمْ وَصُدُّوا عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقٌّ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقٍ مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون تجري من تحتها الأنهار أكلها دائم وظلها تلك عقبى الذين تقوى عقب الكافرين النار والذين آتيناهم الكتاب يفرحون بما أنزل إليك ومن الأحزاب من ينكر بعضه قل إنما أمرت أن أعبد الله ولا أشرك به إليه أدعو وإليه مآب وكذلك أنزلناه حكما عربيا ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعدما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا واق. آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.